98.1 KZE, it's Wednesday, 4 o'clock. You know what that means. It's time for another edition of Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. So yesterday was our two-year anniversary, so I've asked my husband, DJ Scully, to join me once again. Welcome back.
Thank you.
To represent the lively metal and heavy music scene in this area.
I don't know if I'm such a good representative anymore, but okay.
Why not?
I don't play that many local shows anymore.
Yeah, but you're still in bands that are, you're based here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I guess so.
I guess most of the bands are in Lake Jersey.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is my show, so okay. We get to bend the rules. Yeah, for the uninitiated, you are a bassist.
Mm-hmm.
You live in Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the bands that you are currently a part of?
Well, the one we're talking about today is called Lores. And I'm in another band called Luxury Funeral. We'll have a release coming soon as well. And I think that's, I got a couple others, but there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Really. Those are the active ones currently releasing music or about to release music. Also, how good was dinner last night?
Oh, it was very good.
Yeah, I was very clear with everybody that on Tasting Tuesday yesterday, I couldn't ingest donuts because I had a dinner reservation. I'm so glad I stuck to that because I was so full of sushi.
Yeah, I definitely had a case of fish madness last night. Could not sleep after that.
Yeah, I noticed. All right, so Lores used to be called Fuzzy Coleman.
Yep.
Why the name change?
I wanted to keep it as Fuzzy Coleman, so now that's on the record. I thought that was a fine name.
I will go on the record too. I really liked it. I thought it was very Googleable.
Yeah, I think we just... The sound of the band had changed so radically from the beginning to now. I wasn't on the last record, but even the record prior to the one coming out on Halloween, the sound was a lot different. And I think already at that point, they thought they wanted to be taken a little more seriously. So Lores is a double entendre because it's... Obviously, the word lore is like stories and stuff like that, but also it's a bone that's only found in birds and snakes.
Oh.
So we thought that was cool. So that's, we're working on a new logo involving that.
Okay. I don't know if I knew that angle. So that makes me appreciate it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So new album is dropping. The full album is dropping on Halloween?
Yeah.
Wow. What's it called?
It's called Book One.
Okay.
I don't know if we decided still on the subtext, but I think it's called Book One, Panthalassa. And, that's basically, that album's got like a nautical theme.
Mm.
And, Panthalassa is the name for when the ocean was one thing.
Oh, cool.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. And Book One, I think, our guitar player writes the majority of our material, and I think... Last I asked him, I think this is part one of a 5-part series. So,
wow! All right,
based around different elements and stuff.
Yeah. So you got a future with this band.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Whether you want to or not.
Yeah.
Cool. So is it going to be kind of conceptual?
What do you mean?
The album, like you said, it has a nautical theme. Do the songs tie together in like a narrative way?
Yes, they all talk about water and stuff. I don't really know what the lyrics are, if I'm being honest. But
what?
I know the first word in... We always make fun of Al because one of the first words in one of the first songs is brackish. And Billy, our drummer, is just like, it's either salt water or it's not salt water. And that's not true. Brackish water is the mixture of both.
Yeah, brackish is a word.
But he's like, no, once you get salt water in the freshwater, then it's salt water. It's like, no, that's not how
so
it works.
What brackish is a word.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's a type of water.
Yeah, so there's a lot of there's a lot of lyrics about drowning and troubled seas. There's a lot of parts in like 3/4 and 6/8 and stuff, like, you know, little shanties.
Are those the wettest time signatures?
They are wet as hell, yeah. Well, they're piratey, definitely. Okay. There's some pirate parts for sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so the first, this is the lead single that you put out, or just the first song?
This is the lead single. I mean, yeah, it's the first one, so that's got to be the lead, right?
Well, the other day, I think I asked you about like the Luxury Funerals song that you played it's not the mastered mix, but you played the mix for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, is that the lead single? And you were like, well, no, it's just the first song.
Well, it's just the first song we had mixed. I think it will be ultimately, but it's not like We haven't got that far yet. We need a little time.
Okay. But this is the lead single from the new, the upcoming Lors record that's out on Halloween. And it is called Abyss. And I want to call attention to Al's vocal style, which I think is really cool. You know,
super unique.
Yeah. It's, if you're expecting screaming, it's not that. Mm-mm. And I love what you guys do.
No, he did a great job on this one. There's lots of really interesting harmonies. And I think, so the coolest thing about this band is that it's super, I've told many people, I've been in like some really technically challenging bands, like the Number 12 Looks Like You and Sawtooth Grin, and things that people think are like impossible to play. This album is far and away the most technically challenging thing I ever did. I still can barely play two of the songs. But it's catchy as hell, and like it doesn't detract from the catchiness. It's, you can still bob your head, you can still enjoy it, but just know that it's really hard to play.
Yeah. All right, so I'm assuming this is the radio debut?
Oh, definitely.
Awesome.
This is our feel-good hit. This is the only one I think that could ever get played on the radio, so enjoy it.
All right, the radio premiere of the new single from Lors, here's Abyss, 98.1 KZE. KZE. That is the new single from the band Lors. The full album is dropping on Halloween. That was called Abyss, which now I understand that it's a reference to the watery abyss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
And again, you know, I was saying off the air, but your bass is so loud on that track.
I know. It was a real pleasant surprise during the mixing process that everybody's notes included turn the bass up, which usually is not the case.
Yeah, I've gotten so many accolades from bassists in this very studio when I'm mixing bands for live sets, and I'm like, oh, it needs more bass. And they're like,
yeah, that never happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds fabulous.
Yeah. Another cool thing about that band specifically is all the auxiliary percussion is not just for the record. We have an auxiliary percussionist, Adam. Mm-hmm. So like that's kind of a unique thing live. He plays a bunch of hand drums, all the cowbells, and what do you call them? These things.
Triangle?
Not a triangle. No, like a tambourines and egg shakers. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So,
yeah. Ding and triangle. I can attest you guys are very, very fun to see live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Al, our singer, he's even bigger than I am. So he's like a presence on stage, which is good.
Yeah. Yeah. You're all big, handsome gentlemen.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, JP, our guitar player, I don't know if big would be the word, but yeah, he's handsome.
Yeah, that's coming out on Halloween. Where can people follow you guys and keep up with shows and music?
Instagram's probably the best spot for us. It's just lores.band. Mm-hmm. And we just set up our Bandcamp, so I don't know what the URL for that is, but it's probably loresband.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything gets released everywhere always, so, you know. Yeah, that's it.
Sweet.
Yeah. So we got two more singles coming out next Thursday, and then the album comes out. We got a show in Jersey on Halloween. We got one in Philly prior to that. Not Philly, Westchester, PA, the week prior. And then hopefully we'll start booking some stuff in the winter.
Cool. Yeah. And so having been married to me for 2 years, what is your favorite thing we did last year in the past year of our marriage? I feel like I asked you this.
Last year?
Yeah.
In the past year, what have we done that's cool? I don't know.
Oh, we went to Japan again. That was pretty
good. That was over a year ago.
What?
That was July of last year.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what have we done? We went to Delaware. That's like it.
Yeah.
We fostered a dog. That was pretty
good. Yeah, that was great. That was awesome. Ready to do that again.
Yeah. We can't because I'm still dog sitting him as much as possible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I'd rather foster a dog than dog sit Kala. I feel like that has probably a more net positive impact on the homeless dog community.
I'm sorry, but Camp MK has to be available for Kala. All right. Well, thank you for indulging me and joining me on Friends Day once again.
My pleasure.
And yeah, congratulations on the upcoming release. It sounds great.
Thanks. Congratulations on being married to me for 2 years.
I know. Yeah, it's a big achievement in my life.
You did it.
It's KZE Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze. Here's your community bulletin board. We've got Wolfpack up next.